Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Now that summer and extended hours have come to the garden, you may check dates and make reservations for your visit at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. Grab your mask and catch some sun with a walk in the garden. Heading into the garden through the atrium breezeway takes you directly to Palm Circle, which is the new location for the garden cafe, Frankie and Elaine's. Just past Palm Circle is the beginning of the volunteer gardens. Lovely daylilies are blooming in the front corner in a fabulous shade of tangerine. While daylilies come in all manner of colors and variegated patterns, over 80,000 in fact, they are not a true lily. They are, however, aptly named, as the blooms really do just last a day, then wilt as another bloom on the scape, which is what you call the flower spikes in lilies, opens up. There are many beautiful daylilies in the garden, and another one worth the walk is located down in the corner of the Chilean wine palm grove. If you like daisies, there are wonderful striking white Shasta daisies shooting up in the volunteer garden. This daisy grows up to 3 feet tall and 2 feet wide. The blooms are long-lasting, the blooming period will continue throughout the summer, and if left on their own, the plants will return year after year. If you take the path through the lower meadow to Tram Road and turn left, you walk past the beautiful formal rose garden and can see the white crepe myrtle trees in the back of the garden. They're in full bloom just now and give the rose garden a lovely backdrop. There are crepe myrtle trees throughout the garden in shades of white, pink, purple that are all in bloom, and if you complete the circle that is Tram Road, you'll see another lovely row of blooming crepe myrtle at the rare fruit orchard. As we walk past the rose garden, the Mediterranean garden on your left has beautiful examples of blooming buckwheat plants right now. Both the red-flowered buckwheat, which is a native from the three northern channel islands, and the California coastal buckwheat, which has a white flower, are in bloom and attracting butterflies and bees like crazy. To your right side is the garden for the senses, which encourages visitors to feel, see, and smell the plants. Just past the entrance to the garden for the senses is a sea of blooming lavender with a huge hot pink crepe myrtle tree right at the front. Continuing along Tram Road will take you through the shade of the banyan grove, and at the end you will come to the Chilean wine palm area. The corner on your left is where you'll find another truly lovely daylily. However, if you'd like to compare it to a couple of true lilies, then just look over to your right. There are two different pink lilies from the amaryllis family in bloom on the corner of Canyon and Tram Roads. The large crinium lily is a striking tropical plant that flourishes across the United States. It can grow to 5 or 6 feet tall and just as wide. It doesn't only bloom in the spring, however, it will bloom off and on throughout the year. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.